That's our rain. Time for Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Constable Ben Withers in the Jotham Down store. Ben is rehearsing a script. Listen.
Yes, Mr. Edwards, I have been serving in the capacity of Constable of Pine Ridge for 6 years.
Years? Ain't that supposed to be weeks, Ben?
How's that, Abner?
I say, ain't that
just
supposed to...
Just a minute, I believe this is wrong. I haven't been constable for 6 years.
Well, it says 6 weeks in the script there.
It's supposed to be 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, that's what it says.
Yeah, better change that. If I'm going to be interviewed on the air this morning, I want to have all the facts for that. Have you got a pencil, Abner?
Yeah. There you are. I don't think you need it, though.
Let's see now. What was I going to change here?
It was about that 6 weeks business, but it's right
there.
Oh,
yeah. Here we are. 6 weeks. Change that to years.
Yeah, but Ben, what you... Morning, Lum. Where in the world have you been, anyway?
Oh, down talking to that dead blame Mose Mooch.
I'm all set for my interview this morning, Lum.
Oh, well, good.
What were you talking to Mose about?
Well, that idea his to put the wedding on the air.
Oh?
I talked to him for 2 solid hours there. When he get the idea, you couldn't change his mind with a 10-foot pole. Like arguing with a stump on fire.
He insists on you going through with the wedding, huh?
Oh, yeah. He says I've got to do it according to the terms of the contract. Claims I'm legal bound to marry the widow.
Well, are you?
Well, I'm feared so.
Uh-oh.
If I don't go through with it, Mose can sue me for breaching the contract. And I reckon the widow could sue me for breaching the promise. There's the worst pair of breeches I've ever been in.
Well, wouldn't be in your breeches for nothing.
How soon do we go on the air, Bob?
Well, pretty soon now, then.
I'm all set for the interview. Yes, Mr. Edwards, I have been serving in the capacity of Constable of Pine Ridge.
No, you don't need to rehearse it no more, Ben. I think you got it down pretty good.
I do, too.
Well, I'll bound you the widow's been down there talking to Mose on. You know she's been trying to marry you for years.
Yeah, but I don't think she's been talking to Mose. I think this is all his own idea.
Well, might be.
He just thinks it'll be a big attraction for his program.
Oh.
Increase his listening audience for Queen per Hour. Then that'll build up his barbershop business, and that's all he cares about. He's money mad. That's his whole trouble.
When do we go on the air, Lum?
It won't be long now, Ben.
I'm pretty well set on my interview.
That's good.
Well, what day does Mose want to broadcast this wedding, did he say?
No, he's got to find out what day Brother Riggins can be on the show.
Brother Riggins? The circuit rider?
Yeah.
Is he going to do the marriage?
Yeah, Mose wants him to perform the ceremony.
Oh, Lord, I doubt if he can get through in a 30-minute time or hour either one as long as he talks.
I hope he can't get a hold of him until next week. That'll give me a few more days to study up some way to get out of there.
I thought you said there weren't no way.
Well, from the looks of it now, there ain't. But I might hit on something. Wish Brother Riggins wouldn't be able to make it till after them 2 weeks is up.
2 weeks.
Yeah, according to the contract, you know, we just have 2 weeks to give the queen whatever she chooses.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
After that, it's null and avoided.
Yeah.
Well, if our show runs a little short today, I can fill in with a few anecdotes, one thing or another.
Well, I've got it all timed out pretty good, I think, then.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if Cedric don't show up, you fellas will have to take turns at running the generator. You start it out, Ben, while Abner's helping me with the commercials, and then Abner will take it whenever your interview comes up.
Well, fine.
Then I guess it's about time to start it.
I can tell a joke or two, Lum.
No, that won't be necessary, Ben.
I know a couple of comical ones. I just heard them yesterday. There's one about the Indians over New Mexico. They was sending up the smoke signals from one mountain to another, you see?
Yeah.
And, it's about the time of the atomic bomb test over there, you see. And that big puff of smoke come up from the atomic bomb. The big puff of smoke come up from the atomic bomb. And one old Indian looked at that. He said, gee, I wish I'd have thought to say that. But it's more fun than dialect.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know if we need them, Ben. You better get over there and start cranking the generator.
Then there's another one about half of mine.
Yeah. You ready, Abner?
Yeah, hell. Well, we ain't supposed to go on for about 7 minutes or whatever.
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's a good idea to go on a little ahead of time.
I'd love to hear Ben finish what that Indian has said there.
Get on ahead of time. That way we can kind of take the listeners by surprise, and they can't turn their radios off so fast.
Sneak up on them, huh?
Yeah. Them are just some of the little things you got to catch on to in this business. Let her go, Ben.
All right. Hey, turn up.
Get the switch, Ben.
Got it. Roger.
From the studios of Station BPR, the voice of Pine Ridge, located in the pink room of the Jot'em Down store, we bring you Pine Ridge on Parade, as saw through the eyes of Pine Ridge's best known, best loved, best learned columnist,
Lawmakers,
featuring news, views, and interviews of famous Pine Ridge celebrities by
Tom Edwards,
brought to you through the courtesy of Eugene Blevins, local carpenter.
Does your roof leak lately? Call for Eugene Blevins. Are your porch steps sagging? Call for Eugene Blevins. Is your shutter flapping? Call for Eugene Blevins. Is your chicken coop a wreck? Call for Eugene Blevins. Yes, call Eugene Blevins for any odd carpenter jobs you want dead around your place. He does the oddest jobs of anybody in town. And now, here is your passing parader, Tom Pattern.
And a good morning to all my friends of Radio Land, and hello to you from Pine Ridge. Hello to you from Pine Ridge. Flag, intimate note from my little black and blue book. Clarabelle Seastrunk, local debutante, was saw yesterday at Ed Beckley's soda fountain with Gomer Bates. Her boyfriend, Cedric Weehunt, was also there.
Well,
Eli White was saw on the street yesterday. Hello, Eli. Scoop, who taking supper with who at what restaurant what night this week? And recollect, it was me who predicted this a week ago. Orchards to Mrs. Elsie Pomeroy for having the best swept front yard in town. Her front walk is outlined with as fine a collection of snuff bottles as this reporter has ever saw. Congratulations, Elsie. Moving pictures. Last Thursday night, the local theater run Trouble Over London, starring Marvin Medford and Grace LeTouch. I give this picture 3 bells. This is a good picture, except some parts of it. The last of it seemed to be a little mixed up. I don't know about the first half. Your reporter got in the middle of the picture and never seen the first of it. Marvin Medford does some good acting, but drags a little towards the end.
He was fine enough.
If it ever comes to Pine Ridge again, I hope you get to see it. And now my guest for today is a celebrity you all know. He is our beloved local constable, Mr. Benjamin Franklin Withers.
Oh.
How are you, Constable Withers?
Yes, Mr. Edwards. I have been serving in the capacity of constable.
I think you skipped a line or two there, Ben.
Oh, well, let's see. I can't find my place.
Well, just skip the first question.
Mr. Withers, how long have you been in police work?
Oh, I'm feeling fine.
Well, that's good. How long have you been in police work?
How's that?
Well, never mind. Mr. Withers, can you tell us some of your interesting experiences in your capacity as Constable of Pine Ridge?
Yes, Mr. Edwards. I have been serving in the capacity of Constable for 6 years.
Wait.
How's that?
Never mind.
Constable, have you had some interesting experiences? Read right there.
Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. Edwards. I have had many interesting experiences as Constable of Pine Ridge.
Will you tell us some of them, Constable?
Yes.
Well, go on.
Ooh. Yes, Mr. Edwards, I have served in the capacity of...
You read that thing. Get down here.
What's the matter, Reed? Running short?
Constable, tell us about your interesting experiences.
Fine. Well, one time when I was in the mail carrier game over in Mount Ivy, I had a rather interesting experience.
No, Ben, read the script.
Yeah, I was delivering this postal card to the Farnsworth.
You better hold it, Ben. That's all ring, I believe.
Yeah, I hear you. Dad's blaming.
Well, this postal card was from Mrs. Farnsworth's nephew, Al.
Hey, just a minute, Ben. Hello? Oh, what is it, Mose?
From Al, then.
Mose moves again.
Oh, Mose.
Oh. Well, we can't make an announcement for you, Mose. We're on the air for Eugene Blevins right now. Yeah, we can put it on right afterwards.
Uh-huh. What's the announcement? Huh? Oh, no, no, Mose, you can't do that.
Mom, what's the matter? You're turning green.
Oh, my goodness. Mose has got a hold of Brother Regan. The wedding's all set.
All set?
It's going to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Why, Mr. Edwards, this is so sudden.
Henry moved out of the place yet?
No, it's not that. He's gone. But you know that new bloodhound I bought?
Yeah.
You remember I told you he was a one-man dog?
Yeah.
He's taken up a position just inside the office door, and he won't let me near the place. He's a one-man dog, all right, but I ain't the man.
You know, I think Ben will like his new job, if he can ever get to it.